Without the Mississippi Valley, the Confederacy was cut in half and had no realistic hope of succeeding. Shiloh was a battle in which the Confederates made an all-out, determined, desperate effort to throw back the Blue Army. They almost succeeded. But when the gods of war ceased to smile upon them, and the rebels went trudging back to Corinth in the mud and rain on the night of April 7, 1862, one of the best opportunities they ever knew had slipped from their grasp. The late Robert Self Henry, in The Story of the Confederacy, succinctly stated the meaning of Shiloh. The issues of Shiloh were the defeat of major armies and the possession of the Mississippi. The stake was immense. The Battle of Shiloh probably has more hard questions associated with it than any battle of the war. Grant himself later wrote of the engagement that it has been perhaps less understood or more persistently misunderstood than any other battle. The questions raised by Shiloh do seem almost endless. Why was the Union Army situated with a river at its back? Why was Grant absent when his army was attacked? Why were Grant and Sherman so confident the Confederates would not advance, ignoring evidence of such advance and neglecting ordinary precautions against attack? Would the Union force have been destroyed if Buell had not arrived when he did? What happened to Lew Wallace that he never got his division into the fight on the first day of the battle? Why did it take the rebels so long to get from Corinth to the battlefield? How much difference, if any, did this loss of time make in the outcome of the battle? Could the rebels have won the Battle of Shiloh, or were they doomed from the start? Were Johnston and Beauregard working at cross purposes in planning the strategy and making the attack? Did Beauregard throw away the victory when he called off the attack Sunday evening? Why was virtually no effort made to reorganize the Confederates and get ready for the next day's battle? These are some of the research questions that make a study of Shiloh difficult, fascinating, and controversial. A study of Shiloh is also significant and intriguing because of its importance to the careers of certain officers who fought there. If the Confederates had won at Shiloh, Grant and Sherman, the two men who eventually emerged to lead the Union to victory, would probably have been ruined. On the Confederate side, the battle saw the death of Johnston, whom some considered the Western Confederacy's greatest general, and it also became, to a great extent, the undoing of Beauregard, in whom Jefferson Davis never again seemed willing to place his trust.